All right. Kind of Cowboys today, maybe, to start. Good afternoon football. They play football, right? Cowboys? Football? We'll start with Bones Fossil. We heard this in the ticker earlier, but let's now play it and comment. John Fossil, the special teams coordinator, very polarizing special teams coordinator, I think. I think we all like him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not many of the crazy things have been working just yet. Did have the watermelon kick. Always got that. But this time it's going to be about his decision, well, to put an all-out rush in on the punter at the end of the first half, where they got a roughing the kicker and a first down. I think it didn't end up costing them, right?
No, it didn't.
But they could have got the ball back sooner, all that kind of stuff. So maybe it cost them something.
I mean, they got the ball back for one play.
Yeah, so they could have got the ball back right then and possibly scored. So, yes, it could have cost them something. Just like the chaos at the end of the game. Didn't lose them the game. But you would have to say, a Greg Zuerlein 56-yard field goal couldn't have been what your goal was when you started that drive with 3 minutes. You know, you certainly wanted to get into better position. But here's Fossil defending the decision to rush the punter with such vigor.
The thought process was, I think Cowboys fans aren't the play it safe type, so I was going to give them what they wanted, come after their ass on punt rush. So I hope they're happy with it. Because we came after him. It's kind of the mindset going into the game that we're gonna come after this football. And you can sure debate everything. but I'm still not so sure that we actually roughed him.
So did he start out there like doing bits? Like, Cowboys fan wants us to be you guys laughing? No.
Yeah, I think he is doing bits. He's also trying to ingratiate himself a little bit to a fan base that is very rapidly turning on him. So he's kind of trying to say, hey, we're the tough guys. We go get you. That's what the fans are, right? Which I'm not really sure that any specific fan base has a DNA of this one's more aggressive than that. Like, I don't even know what that means. But I do think he's right, and I guess it depends on how this is called by the officials subjectively. But Kamara was pushed or kind of pulled into him. You know, if you go back and watch that play, I don't know if there's much he could have done about that. Of course, if they don't send anybody, then you're not getting the foul.
Like you set up for a return?
Yeah, exclusively, yeah.
So that's the cut you heard in the ticker. Here, he'll go on to elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you rush the punt, there's a risk, you know. But last week, Pittsburgh was up by 3 points in the fourth quarter, and they were rushed a punt, they blocked it, ran in for a touchdown. So the reward is high, the risk is high. But
this is, you had the lead, you had a chance to get the ball back, the offense had a chance to score too. So
yeah,
it wasn't the same as the Pittsburgh situation. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, going into the game, you got a game plan, and you never anticipate that I don't want to pull the trigger because I'm worried about, you know, roughing the punter. I think anytime you rush, you know, you're coming after the football. And like I said, I could go to the tape and we could sit down and watch and, you know, tell me if it's roughing. You know, I'm biased, but I think the TV copy shows a pretty good picture of maybe something else.
He's so funny.
I like him.
I do too, but, you know, special teams.
I like aggressiveness.
Special teams, though, is not really an area that gets to be. It's exclusively outcome-based. Like, might be able to look at the offense and say, all right, this didn't go our way, but they're doing the right things, and over a long enough season, that'll play out for you.
Yeah, you're not going to do 100 fake punts,
right,
and then be happy when 70 of them work.
Exactly. Or, you know, kicks at the end of the half, like in week one, that didn't end up producing points. If it does, I mean, the guy's playing with fire. As I've said before, like, he reminds me of a dude who's a little coked. He sounds like he's coked up sometimes during games. Like, he coaches like he's like, all right, I gotta, I got an idea here, and I think if you trust me on this, it'll work. And you're like, all right, settle down, man. Because even think about the end of week one. That's his play. And I think we all laughed at it at the time, their desperation attempt with just a couple seconds left. That almost worked. The play where they had Micah at center.
Oh, my gosh. That's his play?
Yeah. Kellen Moore left that up to him and said, what do you got here? And if you go back and watch that play, they had a guy open that if Pollard would have been able to make the throw, it's going to be very close to that being a touchdown. And they've got eight defensive players on the field for an offensive play. The guy's got harebrained ideas, for sure. Which, what do you prefer? Because for the last decade, this has been one of the most conservative special teams units in the game. You would get excited if they even returned a punt.
Yeah, well, I still would. Just to follow up on my tease, things are going great in New York right now for the 0-2 Giants and their offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett. You may have seen video of Kenny Golladay, their new free agent toy, their wide receiver, who I've always loved. Big body.
Yeah.
But Detroit went in a different direction, of course. So he signed as a free agent with New York. And it looked like him and Daniel Jones were really getting into it. Or he was giving Daniel Jones an earful, as wide receivers may do at some point. And he told the press that it was more him yelling at Jason Garrett. He said it was pretty much me just talking to Garrett a little bit. That's two competitive guys right there. More so just me wanting to do anything I can, not so much get me the ball more.
Okay.
He did have eight targets. He caught three of them for 38 yards. He had a big drop as well. And through his first two games as a Giant, 102 yards on seven catches. So.
Well, look.
He says, really just passion. Just being a competitor. Anything I can do to help the team, and let the emotions get the best of me.
I'm not sure that team would be that much
better. He hates Jason Garrett.
Without
already.
Garrett, you know, I don't know. If they had a guy who was going to run it a lot, throw it a lot more, throw it on earlier downs, I don't know. Would they be better? They still have Daniel Jones, who I thought looked much better last week than he did most of last year. But I know the way they're doing it is never going to work. Because the way that Jason Garrett was constructing an offense in 2016 was outdated. And now he's doing the same thing 5 years later, just hammering your head into a wall over and over and over. And it's just, it feels great not to be a part of it anymore.
Yeah, and because, it does seem like that's the vision of their GM, Dave Gettleman, too. So,
yep, head coach, GM.
If GM gets blown out next year, which may happen, he's been around for a little while. Might have a chance to get Garrett back. Coach the tight ends.
I think at this point, my prediction that Garrett would be a head coach again at some point, and yours that he never would be, I'm willing to take the loss on that one because I don't think he's going to be a coordinator in a year or two. And I don't know what he does after that because the Giants are not – their offense is not going to turn it around with Garrett calling plays. And that's great as a Cowboy fan, one, to be away from it, and two, to have it in the division.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.